The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Always a good time of the week when we talk travel with Rose Gray. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm excited because there was a parking spot available for me on Wisconsin Avenue today because there's a parade happening today.
Oh, really?
The Veterans Day Parade.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so typically it's tough for me to find a...
when does that start? Will you be able 11. To get out?
I will be able to get out, but I might stick around and watch it.
There you go.
Because why wouldn't you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks. Glad you're here again this week. You may not be because you're not traveling somewhere exotic like you often do.
You know what? This is the time of year, though, when those of us who are in the travel industry travel because it's low season.
So, and you get to travel for your own personal
right.
travel.
Or this may be when a cruise line or a tour operator or maybe a visitor and convention bureau says, hey, travel person, why don't you come and experience my product? It's not real busy right now, but this is a great opportunity for you to do that. So we've got Colleen sailing the rivers of Europe right now.
Her and pictures are stunning.
That's absolutely a research trip. So she is with the manager of our learning and development team who came from the business travel side of our company and needs some more education on the vacation side of things. So that's what's going on there. I mentioned that I will be going to Fort Lauderdale at the end of November because there's a new celebrity ship coming out and celebrity wants somebody from Fox to see it. So I raised my hand and said, I could talk about this on my radio show if you let me come and see your new ship.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening there. So yeah, a lot of that's going on. And, you know, I was in our Brookfield office yesterday. I listen to WTMJ religiously with the exception of when it comes to some sports. College sports that are not carried on this particular station.
Okay.
But I was listening to Hired this morning,
yes.
the show that's on before the Fix It show. And there was some talk about Good Karma Brands and openings at Good Karma Brands and what your mission statement here is and things like that. And it got me to thinking about a conversation that I had with somebody yesterday. Actually, Thursday in the Brookfield office, as we were saying farewell to one of our veteran travel advisors whose last day with us as she's retiring was Friday.
Okay.
And how more and more of that is happening now. We used to see turnover because people were getting out of the industry. They didn't think there was a good path. A career path in travel. And now, this Carol, farewell Carol, we will miss you terribly. What was interesting is the younger people were gathering around her saying how much they were going to miss her expertise.
Right.
Because even while I was there, someone came up to me and said, I have a question, Rose. Can you answer this? And Carol and I collaborated on answering her question. So people say, well, how does that work at Fox? Well, how it works is we don't work on commission. We work on your sales, your expertise, your travel advisor that's looking to make your experience as absolutely seamless and perfect as it can possibly be. And if that means somebody says, I'm not an expert in this particular destination, can I have somebody else help you or can I have somebody join us to work on this together? That's how that works at Fox World Travel.
Yeah, we've traveled with you guys a lot and we've worked with different travel agents throughout that time because of that fact. Oh, Chelsea was just in Costa Rica, so she's going to be able to, she's an expert, she knows where to go, you know, or you or Colleen, or depending on who's available and who knows the best for that area.
Right.
So it's pretty sweet.
Right. And so another thing that came up, and if we have to take a break, stop me, because this is a little story that happened. Somebody stopped me in a social setting a few days ago and said, I have an interesting scenario. I called Fox World Travel and the advisor that I spoke with said she couldn't help me with my trip. And I said, wait, what? I need a few more details. But truth be told, there are some times when Fox just can't help you. And there was a very, very legitimate reason for that.
Yeah.
So the vendor that the cruise line that they were choosing to work with doesn't work with travel agents.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So people say, well, how, yeah. So people say, how do you choose? Well, we vet and choose and go on trips with our various cruise lines and our various tour operators. And we also belong to Signature Travel Network, which is a consortium. About 600 travel agencies. Fox is definitely one of the bigger players in that consortium. But those tour operators and cruise lines and airlines and people that provide travel services are vetted and scored and rated. And we have those in a portfolio of those that we would prefer to sell. And certainly if you come in with somebody that will legitimately work with us,
right,
but maybe isn't as preferred, we would tell you why. But there are some cruise lines and tour operators that flat out will prefer not to work with a travel agent. And why is that? It's because they pay commission to the travel agency. We're transparent at Fox. That's not a secret. They pay a commission to us. What several cruise lines and tour operators have chosen to do is bypass the travel agency so they don't have to pay that commission. And so therefore, you are your own travel agent. You are the one dealing with the booking. You are the one dealing with, you as the consumer are the one dealing with what may happen, especially if you have airline tied into it. We know how many, you know, mishaps there have been as of late with weather and schedules and strikes and all those kinds of things. And so certainly what happened was this particular individual said to me, my friends recommended this. Well, you know what? That is because they have a referral program and your friend is getting a referral.
So instead of a travel agent, a friend is getting interesting.
So it's not that we don't want to work with you. And we've had cases where people have said, can I pay you a fee to go ahead and book this for us? And we, if we can do that, we will absolutely try to do that. But most of the time, those tour operators and cruise lines are very explicit that they'd rather not a travel agent be involved. So it doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're different. And again, you're your own travel agent.
So when it comes to travel, Fox World Travel can do it all, but there's not, you can't work with everyone necessarily.
Correct.
Based on them, not you.
Exactly.
Based on them.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And we want you to have the best possible experience. That's our number one goal.
Right.
What is your experience going to be like? And so if you've got expectations, we want you to be able to realize those expectations. We want to meet and beat those expectations, and we may not be able to do that in every case if we can't work with somebody.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. The old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton and Rose here, taking your calls at 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talk and text line. Going to be a decent day, partly cloudy and 53. Can't wait to get out and rake leaves. Boy, I'm excited for that.
You know what? It's better than shoveling snow.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
maybe.
Raking leaves is better than shoveling snow.
They're both the same in my book.
Okay. Crummy and crummier.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about what Fox World Travel All does. We mentioned the fact that you can pretty much do everything.
Right.
Can't work with everybody, but that's based on their preference, not yours.
Correct.
But group travel is a big one we talk about a lot on
the
show.
We do. But we also do talk about what happens if somebody wants to do something on an individual basis. And I will not name names, but one of your on-air personalities contacted me over the weekend and said, well, yesterday would be over the weekend, I guess, I said, I'm looking for, and then gave me a kind of a unique itinerary that really wouldn't fit into a group type situation. There's some personal thing that they want to hit on. You know, there's some heritage that they want to hit on and something. And who would best be able to help me with that? And it was very easy for me to go right to our vacation travel tab and find a travel advisor. And then there's all kinds of filters you can put in there. If you know the agent's name, voila, you get it right away. If you know a particular office, and quite honestly, I would caution people a little bit away from picking the office.
Okay.
Because that just means that you're really, really limiting your
your choice of expert.
Exactly. So I would be more inclined to go to destination and find somebody who was an expert in my particular destination and work with that person. So for example, you see Bora Bora and voila, there's your good friend Chelsea who happens to have gone there and can absolutely help you with that. And then sometimes if you're picking something that's very broad, Alaska comes to mind or Cancun, Riviera Maya. You've got lots to pick from. Then you can go back and say, okay, and then I really do want to go to an office and can we filter by destination and office? So our amazing IT people have come up with this filter system that gets you to a person that can absolutely help you. And again, I've said this so many times. This is not a contest. This is not a sales contest where we're going to, you know, award somebody some kind of, if somebody really does get an inquiry and they don't feel equipped to handle it, they're going to ask for help. They're going to go to their manager and say, you know what? I think this is out of my wheelhouse. I don't think I have enough expertise in this particular area to help this person. How should I proceed? Now, in many cases, our managers have also been frontline travel advisors. And so they may have a way to help them as well. But we believe in coaching and mentoring and helping our people along the way, which brings me to another thing I heard on Hired this morning, which I told you I listened to religiously at 6 a.m. with Steve Wexler, the one and only fabulous Steve Wexler. If you go to YFox on our website, you will also see careers.
Yep.
And what's so great about working for Fox is that you don't have to have a travel background necessarily. You could, and we'd love it if you did, but if you scroll down just a little tiny bit, you'll see web application developer. I don't even know what that is. So I'm not applying for that job, but IT support specialist. You know, there's lots and lots, and the benefits at Fox are remarkable. The culture at this company is outstanding. And so, you know, there, and then once you maybe do that, you could say to yourself, I might want to get into this travel business a little more on the travel side of things. And then we can help you with that too. We've got, classes and education in a way that we could help you move around within the company. So again, I can't tell you how much I love working for this team. I'm a little verklempt. I'm a little overwhelmed with my saying farewell to my colleague on Thursday because she's worked for Fox for over 20 years and she was in the business almost 40 years. And so that is a lot of knowledge and expertise that is going to take a well-deserved retirement.
Good.
Yeah.
And congratulations again to her.
We are very excited about it.
Good stuff. FoxWorldTravel.com is a website we're referring to. You can check it out there. When we get back, we'll get to some texts. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 53 today, and we gain an hour of sleep as we fall back with daylight saving time tonight. So before you go to bed, change all your clocks or get up at 2 a.m. and do it when you're supposed to. It's up to you. Up to you how you want to handle that.
Yeah, and your predecessor, Danny Clayton, knows I can't stand this time of the year.
Why?
As good as I am, I'm not suffering from jet lag when I travel.
All over all the time.
I do. This one little hour just does it for
me.
And I think that getting dark at 4:30 is
fun.
Really what puts me in the funk.
Yeah. You need one of those UV lights you can put in your house to keep the vitamin D going?
My mother actually has one of those.
Yeah?
She sits
smart.
In front of it for a little while each day because otherwise you're going to get seasonal whatever that
something
ailment is called.
Yes.
And yes, I could say I have that at all times because who doesn't need to get to a warm weather destination?
Right. And that's what we're talking about. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Actually, this text isn't about a warm weather destination. It's about Alaska. It says, good morning. I was looking at availability for the Fox Group vacations to Alaska next year. Looks like most are sold out. There was one that wasn't sold out, but when I tried to explore looking at a cabin on the ocean part of the trip, all the cabins show sold out. out. So what's going on? What's the story?
So when we do group travel, there are a couple different ways that we operate, one of which is to hold what we call hard allocation. We're literally holding space in particular cabin categories.
Okay.
So we might have 2 inside, 6 outside, and 4 balcony cabins, and that's what's left. And then if all of a sudden the balcony cabins are gone, usually our very talented group specialists can reach out to that cruise line and say, hey, we're holding 2 ocean view cabins. Can we swap one of those out for a balcony? And then, yes, we can. And then rather than open that up on our website for somebody else to grab that while
right.
we're speaking to you, that's a very manual process. And so that's what that means. Now, the other thing is, on our Alaska trips, there are only a certain number of seats on a motor coach.
Right.
And when that motor coach is full, that means that particular trip is full.
Okay.
So I would say most of the time, if you see something sold out, I would reach out to one of our travel advisors and say, I'm very, very interested in a blank cabin category. So balcony, ocean view, inside cabin. And on this particular trip, what can you do for me, or is it truly sold out? And then you'll get a more accurate answer. Because again, we're going to err on the side of caution when we put that sold out sign on there, so we're not overselling something.
And the best way to get a hold of somebody is foxworldtravel.com.
Or 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. So, but if you go on right now to the website, you can fill out that form, and all that information that you just mentioned,
yes,
put it in the email. Don't just reach out and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody.
Right.
Get as specific as you can when you're filling out that contact us form, because that'll get you to the right person right away.
Precisely. And that's why we say you're going to get better service by giving us more information, because then we can start the process in a more expeditious manner than starting out by, like, what's your name, how many people are traveling, and all that kind of a thing.
Are you finding, I'm assuming these days, that more and more people are doing things online instead of coming into the locations?
What typically is happening is they think they have to come into the office, so they may be reaching out to make an appointment, which we very highly recommend that people do. But then they say, oh, so I can take care of this over the phone. I don't really have to come in. And so that's the direction that we're going. We do have an online chat as well. So there's lots of people that just want to do it that way. But then again, there are people, and it ranges in age. I know what you're thinking. It's going to be the older customer that wants to come in person, and that's not always the case. Some
really?
People just want to be there face to face. They want to sit down, and they've got the time to be able to do that, and they will go to one of our offices. So
there's difference in personalities. Like for my wife, the online thing's great because she's kind of an introvert, whereas I'm like, I want to talk to you. I want to be in your space, and let's talk together and figure this out.
Well, and sometimes, Dan, that's what people say to me, can't you do the show from home?
Yeah.
And I say, I don't want to. I want to come in here and look at Jack and look at Charlie in the producer booth, and I want to look at Dayton, and I want to look you in the eye. And so that's, I like to do it in person myself.
Well, we appreciate that, because it's much better when you're in person than on the phone.
Thank
we
you.
We found that with our guests and things like that, that when you're in the studio, that's just different.
It's a different energy.
Feel. So, perfect.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, and foxworldtravel.com. It gets posted there, but Monday, Tuesday.
Around Monday or Tuesday, yep.
So you can, if you missed the first half of the show, go check it out a little bit later in the week. Party of four traveling to Sicily. This comes in on the old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. What is the best way to arrange transport from airport to a hotel in Catania?
Okay, so there's a couple of different things you can do. There is a tour operator that we work with called Viator, V as in Victor, I-A-T-O-R, and they will offer ground transfers in almost every city. And while we were on a break, I just made sure that you can get them from the Sicily airport, and that's absolutely correct. And then they'll do a couple of different ways. You can do it private. Now, who doesn't love coming out of the baggage claim area with somebody standing there with a sign? I've been on the other side of that, where there was nobody standing there for me because I didn't make arrangements.
Right.
I was foolish and flying by the seat of my pants, as it were. And I saw those signs and thought, oh, I'm so exhausted. How cool would it be if somebody was waiting for me?
Can you give them a fake name to put on there?
Yeah,
or does they put on what's on the credit card?
No, you can put a fake name. You could say, you can call it, you know.
I'm just curious.
Since your real name is not what you go by on the radio, you could use your radio name if you want to do that. My real name is Rose Gray, by the way. And anyway, so you could do that, or you could also do shared ride. And so what that is sort of like is, remember Airport Connection at Mitchell Field?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You used to go to this kind of area and you waited around for these people. And then they say, well, there's two more people coming in on United flight blank, and they're scheduled to come in at blank. And as soon as they arrive, then we'll all go together. That's a reduced rate.
Right.
And so it just really depends on what kind of, experience you want. Then I would also tell you that we have a number, because of our relationship with Signature Travel Network, a number of what we call destination management companies, DMCs, that do that for us as well. So that would also be an experience that we could offer you. And then they may say, you know what, you're getting in at 9 a.m. Because oftentimes an international flight from the U.S. to a European destination gets in the morning.
Okay.
And your hotel will not allow you to check in until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We could also set up like a half day sightseeing tour in this particular area, or we could ask them to take you to a restaurant, or we could, you know, et cetera. So lots of different things that we can do in that regard. So it could be something as simple as a shared ride and as high level as a very personalized half-day city tour before you get to your hotel.
So you're saying Fox World Travel is connected and it helps to have a travel advisor, is what I'm hearing.
Both of those things are absolutely accurate.
Just making sure I was hearing that right.
And, you know, people say to me all the time, but I so enjoy doing this on my own. You know what? And that's
great. Yeah.
Do you enjoy coloring your own hair? Do you enjoy changing your own oil? Do you enjoy doing your own taxes? Do you enjoy, if you're a self help kind of person and you enjoy that, absolutely. Nobody's saying that you can't.
There's the one part, though, of booking it all and getting it going and setting it up. There's the other part when you're on your vacation and something doesn't go right, to have the backup of Fox World Travel Advisor that can step in and find what you need. That's where it pays off in my mind.
Absolutely. And I think we learned a valuable, valuable lesson from COVID. Like, how many hours can you stay on hold with a particular cruise line or tour company to find out about your cancellation or your refund possibilities or what have you. Yep. So let the experts do that for you.
Chime in the Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. We will be going to Portugal in January. Wondering if you could recommend the number of days to spend in Vigo, Porto, and Coimbra.
Okay. So first of all, bravo on your Portuguese pronunciations. Very good. what I would recommend for something like that. So this particular texter is asking about three particular cities. What I would do if I was going to DIY this is I would look at other itineraries from tour companies and see how long they spend in those cities, because
why reinvent the wheel?
Why reinvent the wheel? And what I might say, like, so for example, this is not Portugal, but this is kind of a similar experience. We had people on the Tuscany trip that desperately wanted to see Cinque Terre. We talked about that.
Yep.
And so we figured out a way for them to take a private van to the five villages, Cinque, five in Italian, five villages. But they did it in a very rushed fashion because they knew they had one free day. They came back. On both trips, we had people that did it. And they came back and said, what an amazing place. I could have stayed there. One couple said 3 days and another couple said 2 days. Now, my sister, who did that trip on her own in May, booked 2 days and said, I could have stayed longer. So again, it's kind of what you're hoping to get out of it, what highlights you're hoping to experience, that kind of a thing. So there's a number of different companies that do Portugal tours only. And they don't even combine them with Spain, which we see a lot of that. They'll do a Portugal self-drive, or they'll do Portugal highlights of Portugal or something of that nature. Find out what they're doing about those cities on those itineraries, and that's a good way to start.
Okay. Great advice. Let's see. So foxworldtravel.com, we go to the website, we fill out that contact us form. This could help as well, too. Like, well, I guess that's a question I have. Let's say I am the do-it-yourself person, and I've put most of my trip together myself. Can Fox World Travel still step in and get a tour booked for me?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to Libby Collins just yesterday, and 2 weeks ago she filled in for you and we discussed this, where she mentioned how she had this unique opportunity to stay in her cousin's villa in Sicily.
Right.
But she also had friends in Vienna. Now, we're talking two completely different countries here. And then, oh, by the way, we really want to see Rome.
Okay.
So doesn't that sound like, wait a minute, how do I even do this kind of a thing? And so she knew what week she was staying at the villa in Sicily.
Okay.
And she knew at the beginning or end of that trip when her friends could accommodate her in Vienna. So what she did is she just put that out to one of our travel advisors and said, now, can you help me? And so help me with air. Help me with transportation between these three cities. Help me with accommodations when I am in Rome, because we don't have a contact in Rome. And she mentioned to me yesterday when I spoke to her that she had an experience in Vienna that she couldn't stop raving about, which included transfers and a half-day sightseeing tour.
Wow.
That Elizabeth, one of our travel advisors with whom she worked, was able to work out for her.
Yeah. So there is. So I know the bulk of my trip, I've got part of it planned. You guys can help on the back end and get the rest of it planned.
We can help with as much or as little as you need. I just, interestingly enough, had somebody that my sister-in-law booked this whole entire trip. We worked with her travel advisor. They didn't offer us travel insurance. Can we buy travel insurance from Fox? Absolutely.
All right.
So there's very little we would say we can't help you with. We would want you to certainly have travel insurance. And so we're going to make that happen for sure. So those are the kinds of things that we do. And then we also sometimes talk to our people on the business side of our company. Now, remember, we do vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. So somebody from the business side of things says, Fox does such a great job on my corporate travel plans.
Yep.
I wonder how they could help me with my vacation side of things.
Sure.
And so we make that bridge as well.
All
so,
right. We do need to take a break. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Only about 15, 20 minutes left, so get your calls and texts in. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. We have a few texts. Let's try to get through them before the end of the show here. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Any Hurricane Otis damage in Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo going there late March, early February?
We have heard of none there. I think because it hit Acapulco so hard. I just got a word this morning or late last night that a very important tourist board event, a Mexican tourist board event that was going to be happening in Acapulco has been canceled.
Yeah.
Because it's that is devastated. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, that's not an area that we have a lot of requests for right now. I think one day that could change, and they could get built back up. Remember, that was the playground of the rich and famous in the 60s,
yeah,
kind of a thing. But to my knowledge, at this point, we have not seen any damage reports from Ixtapa.
Okay. Next one here says, is there a fee to use a travel agent? I have a college student who's going to study abroad and has a free week to go on a trip, and we want more information.
Yes. So what typically happens at Fox, there's a number of different ways this works, but what typically happens if you book something that's already arranged, like a group tour or something like that, there's just a flat fee. If you book something that involves a great deal of research, and you are just speculative at this point in time, there very likely will be a research fee that will be applied sometimes to the trip. And sometimes it's just the research fee that we're going to charge you. Because what happens is, a lot of times there's people who are putting pieces and parts together. And we talked about the commission that our tour operators and our ground handlers and our cruise lines pay us. But oftentimes, if they're just little small vignettes, little small segments, that's a pretty small little commission that we get from something like that. But we need it. It's an integral part of this very complicated itinerary we're putting together. And we're not going to say, well, we're not going to do that for you. So yes, there could be a charge for that as well. So I hate to just flat out say yes and leave it at that. There are contingencies. There are reasons that a certain fee is charged, and they're very upfront. Nobody ever says to you after it's all done,
right,
oh, by the way,
right,
you owe us this fee.
Well,
it's always upfront.
You're doing the work, so you get paid for doing work. That's typically how life works, right?
When you get your taxes done, they have a charge. If you go to see your attorney, there's a fee, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's to say you're using a professional, and that's what that's about.
This is interesting. How many days should we spend in London? That's a interesting question.
So I could spend easily a week in London. It just depends on what it is you're going to do. Are you going to be taking any kind of trips outside the city? Again, what a great opportunity for what we love to call the hub and spoke.
Right.
You could go to Stonehenge and you could come back. You could go on day trips on trains or cars or with a private driver and then come back to London. There's so much to do. And then again, there are so many neighborhoods in London. Where is it that you want to stay? And if you're staying in, you know, Knightsbridge, for example, very close to Harrods and all of that, what else do you want to see? And do you want to explore another? You want to go to Piccadilly? Where else do you want to go?
Right.
So it's hard for me to say. I could easily spend a week in London, but I could also get away with 3 days in London.
All right. Any information on the water level in the Panama Canal? We're booked for the end of February and heard cruises are getting canceled.
They're getting canceled now, but I don't anticipate that once we get past their rainy season, which is coming up, that we'll probably be okay with that. But again, keep watching because cruise lines are going to do that much closer in to the actual departure date. They're not going to cancel something for February. And that's why we tell people all the time. This was our mantra during COVID. Let the cruise line cancel. Don't you cancel, because you can't say on your insurance claim, I feel like there might be low water in February,
right,
because you don't have the expertise to make that call. And so if that cruise goes and you chose not to go on it, then that's a whole different story for your claim.
Were they usually a month out?
Oh, it would probably be more like a week out.
Oh, really?
Because that can change so quickly based on weather patterns and winds that come in and bring that water level back up and things like that. So, and again, cruise lines don't want you to have a diminished experience. They're not going to say, well, we're going to, you know, put you on this cruise, and then while we're going through the Panama Canal, we're going to stop and put you on a motor coach and take you the rest of the way to a place where we can get you on a plane and send you home. They don't want that
right.
to happen. So they're going to be very realistic and honest about it. So again, this is why you have the insurance, but this is also why you work with an expert who can give you those kinds of answers.
All right. How do people get in touch with you?
So best thing we can do is 866-GO-FOX-GO, and that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And then another fabulous way to do it is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. There's a contact us button. Give us all the information you can. We have people that sort through those and then distribute them according to the to get them to the proper person.
All right. Great show, as always.
It was.
Good to see you. I will be out next week. Libby filling in for me. So have a
always
good show.
Always a good time with Libby.
Always a good time with Libby, and I thank her for filling in when I can't be here. So, and thank you for the participation today. We had a lot of good calls, a lot of good texts coming in, so keep it up. Every week we're here at 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management, and we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.